A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is a time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." He walked along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat, mending their nets. Then he called to them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening. Today's gospel reading talks about the call of the first disciples of Jesus Christ, which last week we heard another version. Jesus was passing by, but John the Baptist was there, introduced them to Jesus. But today it's different. It's a different version. Those fishermen were called to be the disciples of Jesus Christ. He was also passing by, maybe. But also, the first part of the gospel said, repent and believe in the gospel. So Jesus was calling disciples, new disciples, but more so, there's responsibilities involved. Repent and believe in the gospel. Why would you follow someone you don't even know yet and giving you a task already? Just like first day of school, there's always homework. And the same thing, the idea is with Jonah. Jonah hesitantly go to Nineveh. Do you have any idea why Jonah doesn't want to go to Nineveh? In Jonah's time, historically, there was a war in Nineveh, which is the capital of Assyria. There was a war going on, and then here's Jonah, an outsider, a foreigner, asked by God to go and preach and said, repent and believe in the gospel. He's a foreigner and going to a different place where he was born and then preach and teach. That's why he was so reluctant. Have you been to a place that you don't want to really want to go? I have some example for you. I was a seminarian. And I was young, coming from Toronto, Canada. And my very first assignment here in the United States was Houston, Texas. Toronto up here, Houston was down there. I was learning English in Toronto, and now going to Houston, English, Spanish, Mexican food, and all those culture, from hockey to baseball. What do you do? So when I heard I'm going to Houston, I did not like it at the beginning. Actually, not at the beginning, the entire time I was there. I said, because getting off the plane, I could feel the heat already, from cold to heat. And the thing is, I struggled the whole year. I struggled because I fought for it. I don't want to be here, I don't want to be here, I don't want to be here. Until one day, like sometime in March, I said, okay, God, you won. I surrender. So after that, it got better and better and better, but I only lasted 1 year. After that, I went back to the East Coast. Why am I giving you this example? Like Jonah. There's a little Jonah in every one of us. You're so reluctant, your resistance to something God is telling you what to do. Because I think I told you before, when God calls you, your life changed. And also, there's responsibility involved when God calls. And also, you have to respond when God calls. And I want you to think about this also. In the gospel reading, Jesus Christ was so ready. He was so ready to preach the gospel. He was so eager. It's the opposite of Jonah. And that's what I want you to think about. With our resistance or reluctancy in life, if we cling or hold on to Christ, we'll be okay. That everything we do, whether we like it or not, but if we hold on to Christ, like Jesus preaching the gospel, everything we do will be okay and we will like it. As long as you open your heart and you say, surrender, I surrender. So what I can offer to you this week, whatever you go through in life, whatever it is, life, death, happiness, sadness, loneliness, difficulties, whatever it is, as long as you have Christ with you, you'll be okay. We will be okay. And hold on to Christ. The wars that we heard in the gospel stories or the biblical stories, people survived. So we are. We will survive whatever wars we encounter in life, personal or social, whatever it is. But to have Christ in life, it's a gift in itself. So hold on to that. And this week, Jesse Manabusan will be here with us for our parish mission to remind us, to renew our faith that we are Christ and we belong to Christ. So here's Jesse to invite all of us this week. Thank you.
Good evening, church. Whew. What a day so far. My name is Jesse Manabusan. I know that sometimes when people see me for the first time, their reaction is typically, oh my gosh, he looks like Frank Sinatra. It's a burden I have to live with. Festival of Faith. Say that together. Festival of Faith. Faith is an amazing gift that we have been given. And at the same time, we're human beings. Amen? We're human beings. It doesn't take much to distract us. And like Jonah, we're like, really? Do we really have to do this? And Jonah gets a shot, and he has a moment with the Spirit. And Jesus calls us to do the same, to pay attention, to consider who we are and whose we are. And this festival of faith is designed to energize, enrich, deepen, cultivate joy and hope, and remind us that Imago Dei, that the image of God is all around us. In the Word of God, in the table of the Lord, in the person of minister and disciples, that Imago Dei is alive and well today. For instance, when somebody asks you, who's the church? You could say, we are. Who's the church?
We are.
Where's the church?
Here.
Right here. Say, right here.
Right here.
Who's the church?
We are.
Where's the church? When somebody says, and, you say everywhere. And?
Everywhere.
Ooh, beautiful, beautiful. Let's do it one more time. Strong, nice and strong. Who's the church?
We are.
Where's the church?
Right here.
And?
Everywhere.
What do cows drink? Thanks for trying. And that's just a second grader did that to me in Boise, Idaho. And he said, Mr. Jesse, you're not very smart. But it's really just a simple illustration of the joy of faith and the benefit and the privilege of having a loving God saying, tag, you are in my image. Serve, sacrifice, see me everywhere, especially in the hard to see places. See me everywhere. See my image everywhere in the people, in our families, in our work, and at play. Everywhere I go, I see you. Y'all left me hanging. All right, so this will be the cue. I'll do this and this. Everywhere I go, I see you. 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 When we're bored, we're disengaged, we're connected. We feel your spirit and we act on it. Oh, you are there, Lord. The rich, the poor, everyone in between, you are there, Lord. Angry, sad, happy, mad. You are there, Lord. Broken heart, heart that is dancing with joy, you are there, Lord. In the midst of forgiveness and unforgiveness, belief and unbelief, boredom, fatigue, age. I turned 59 last October, and my nephew Nathan said, "Are you really 59? And I said, "Yes, I'm 59 years old, son." And he goes, "Oh my gosh, you're almost dead." What do you say, but so are you? All it takes is just a simple trip. I fall on you, pancakes. Everywhere I go, I see you. Everywhere I go, I see you. Oh, we see you, Lord. Everywhere I go, I see you. Everywhere I go, I see you. When our families are hurting, relationships lost, separated, widowed, divorced, confused, addicted, afflicted, Imago Dei, you are ever present. Imago Dei, all around us, in us. Wake us up, stir us, remind us who we are and whose we are. Everywhere I go, I see you. Everywhere I go, I see you. Everywhere I go, I see you. And everywhere I go, I see you. Everywhere I go, I see you. Wednesday, Monday through Wednesday, 9 o'clock in the morning for those who can make it to that hour. And then Wednesday evenings, Monday through Wednesday evening, a simple meal at 6 and we begin at 7. It's for everyone. Invite your friends, your family, people who are angry with you, grumpy people, old people like me, although my dad, who's 89, said that I'm a teenager still. But really, I invite you to pray about attending and inviting and showing up, stepping up and stepping out. Who's the church?
We are.
We're changed every time we gather. Where's the church?
Right here.
And?
Everywhere.
What do cows drink?
Water.
The change has begun. God bless you. God bless you.